gratitude. You've tuned into Honey Love with the Tea, my open diary on healing the mind, body, and spirit. I'm Lady LC. I'm glad you're here. Let's navigate the things that cultivate self-love through healing our mind, clearing out the clutter, through healing the body, putting in good things, doing yourself good deeds, the spirit, healing yourself through a process of looking within, finding out who you are and why you're here, and understanding and acknowledging that the spirit runs through us. It is us. Self-love is the umbrella. The mind, the body, and the spirit are parts of that umbrella that has its subtitles and subdescriptions. So let's get into this healing journey, because it is a journey. It's a total lifestyle, and I'm ready to share, inspire, and grow together. Lady LC, gratitude. Staying in your work. It's very important to be conscious, meaning aware of where you are in your healing. Now, healing being a lifestyle, a journey, this means that you can have healed yourself of something. You go a long time without reacting, without feeling a certain way, without putting yourself in certain situations, without allowing certain things. You're going a long time being in your bliss, having joy, being happy, doing the things that serve you, and being around people that love you just as much as you love them and show it just as much as you show it. You're around people that understand you in your journey, or at least accept you in your journey. You can go a long while in that energy. But as soon as something happens that triggers an old wound, you could be back at square one, or at least back at trying to recover and get back to self. And this is okay. Healing is a journey. The big thing is that you recover. And you don't sit in whatever emotion, feeling, place, or thing too long. Because you know what the consequences could be for your mental, spiritual, and even your physical health. Now, staying in your work, that means staying on your job, being able to self-monitor and be accountable for self in ways of having ownership over your happiness, over your peace. Not letting things bother you for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, being able to release whatever happened and move on. Staying in your work is if you know you're actively working on an area in your life that's conducive to you being well, mind, body, and spirit. You're actively aware of what to do, what not to do, what to allow, what to accept. And you're constantly working through that. Being off your job, is being within your ego. Your ego is so big that you're tricked by certain energies. You're not listening to spirit. You're thinking that you can do things without energy returning certain things back to you. Instead of standing in it, you're running from it. Instead of having confidence that you'll bounce back and you'll be okay, you're backsliding, you're having self-doubt. Be careful, because when you heal yourself of something, you can also hurt yourself again. And if you continue to hurt yourself again, the process extends and it can get harder. When you're on your way there to freedom by surrendering all your burdens, rejoice in that each step of the way. And always have a reflective moment, an introspective moment, so that you stay in your work. Don't go off your job. Now, nobody wants to think of anything as a job, as a chore, as work. We got enough of that. But personal work, healing work, work that's conducive to your growth in terms of the three things that bring harmony, mind, body, and spirit, is not a chore at all, is not work at all. Stay in your work is just a term that I think we can all relate to. Working to know yourself, to heal yourself, to better yourself, is an opportunity. A grand opportunity in order to expand and not to stay in the same stagnant energy, to not stay in the same place mentally, emotionally, or spiritually. To evolve despite all of the things that go on around us. To not have a place to only escape because we want to be able to face our darkness. But when we escape, we go there to get fuel, to get the word, to get a message, and we come back to fight. And fighting doesn't have to be a spiritual war. Fighting can be sitting in your peace, recognizing who you are and what power you have in silence, in disengaging, in reacting differently. So instead of reacting now, you're responding. There's power in having compassion. And there's ultimate power in releasing that ego. Now, the ego plays a major role in healing for a lot of us. And I think that that's a major blockage in us able to getting to the next step, and us able to stay in our work actively and in us being able to heal ultimately. I think having an ego is a major thing. When we release the ego, however your ego shows up within you, we allow space for recognition, for improvement, for healing. What does the ego look like in general? An example, this is one of the best ways that I can describe it. You're in an argument. The other person is saying things that trigger a lot of emotion within you because of past hurts. Instead of removing yourself from the situation, or even saying, I understand, but I'm not going to have this conversation, or I'm not going to play a part in this argument, and walking away, you say more things that in turn cause bigger reactions, more arguing, more yelling, because you just can't let this other person do what you think is winning. You must have the last word. You must show what you do know and what they don't. That's having an ego. That's a way that ego shows up. It's big. Ego can swallow your spirit whole. But when we have sound judgment and we're actively staying in our work, we can see to some length where this person is coming from that we're engaged in this argument with, or that's trying to engage an argument. We can see where they are mentally. We can see where they are spiritually. And we can see where they are emotionally. So with that, that's your knowledge to be able to see to that length. And therefore, wisdom is supposed to kick in. Ego don't like wisdom. Because wisdom is going to help you stay in your work and get you to the next level. So remember, just because you've healed yourself of something, healing is a journey, it's a lifestyle, and it pays to be aware of where you are in your journey, and that being off your job means you cutting your paycheck short. Stay in your work. Understand that you have big bodies of water to go through, huge mountains to climb, and you will get through and over it. But if you continue to hurt yourself, that journey is going to remain
unchanged. And it's going to be longer. You have choices. And if your choice is to heal, staying in your work is the best place you can be. Lady LC, gratitude.